grain growers are fed up with the high cost of moving grain and are disappointed with the lack of investment. Grain Growers CEO Alicia Garden.
Absolutely. It's widely acknowledged that transport post-farm gate is up to 30% of most growers' costs. So we were hoping for at least a little bit of initiative to move the discussion along. We were realistic, realising that it wasn't going to be the entire solution, but it at least could have started down the pathway of trying to rectify the current issues with rail infrastructure in Australia.
Grain growers meeting at a forum on innovation in Canberra today say they'll do their own research over the next 6 months to present to Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce on the route for inland rail from Brisbane to Victoria. The largest grain handler in eastern Australia, GrainCorp, is also critical, saying for years the government has known it needs to improve the dilapidated inland rail. New South Wales grain grower Daniel Cooper agrees.
You know, just speaking with people over the weekend, that there's probably didn't have the wow factor that everyone was anticipating. Not to saying it's not a good document. It just probably, I think as NFS have highlighted, if it had that infrastructure or that money allotted to build the inland rail, I think it probably would have capped it off and made it a 10 out of 10. But I think that was probably the bigger disappointment that most people have mentioned is the lack of money for the to start building the inland rail.
But there is delight at the $50 million to investigate new dams and water infrastructure, with $450 million for construction. Daniel Cooper.
Now, certainly New South Wales, all the major rivers in the from the north to the south where the dams are, there could be provisions like the one at Split Rock, above the Lachlan to, feed into the Lachlan. So, rivers like that. If you can add to the capacity there, it adds to the overall production. And, as we've seen in the floods in 2010, there's, at times there's more than enough water to fill those dams and store them and store that water and then use it for, growing food and what have you down the track.
Criticised for not dealing head-on with climate change, Barnaby Joyce says the White Paper offers $30 million for farmers to do audits to take up multi-peril crop insurance. David Taylor from Canamble, New South Wales, says farmers need help to take up that insurance.
I think the government and those people involved in making these decisions have I understand now that risk management is a very important part of drought management in Australia, and so multi-peril plays a role there, of course. If they want to play the climate change card, which seems to be what the general public want, then certainly paying for a premium that covers your exposure to all kinds of peril, and multi-peril certainly plays a key role there, and the government announced in the White Paper that they will be certainly supporting that. They've given $30 million, or just under $30 million, for grants to be handed out to farmers to help them assist with the audits they may have to do for getting multi-peril cover. And I think this is a key step in helping people get motivated and incentivised.
Prices for raw produce haven't kept pace with rising costs, and cooperatives are seen as one way farmers can get back in control. To that end, the government's white paper offers $13.8 million as a start-up for more co-ops. The chief executive of the Business Council of Cooperatives and Mutuals, Melina Morrison, says this investment is unprecedented.
We really haven't had federal government investment in cooperatives as a strategy for agricultural competitiveness for a very long time. And in fact, we saw a whole raft of demutualisations in the last couple of decades that have really cut the bottom out of many sectors of agriculture. So this is a reclaiming of the power of cooperatives.
How do cooperatives deliver better returns to farmers?
If you can be one of the owners of the business that is clipping the ticket, if you like, all the way up the value supply chain, marketing, value adding to the produce, the export, the storage, the handling, then of course you're going to have a better return, a better opportunity to have a better return for the produce that you've created in the first place.
The Business Council of Australia, representing food processors like abattoirs and big dairies, has welcomed the agriculture white paper, but it has some concerns. In a statement, Jenny Westacott argued for more investment in food manufacturing and more effort to open up new markets to build on the achievements made by the Trade Minister.
The government's action to lower the foreign investment review threshold for rural land and its proposal to lower the threshold for agribusiness investment are of real concern, and they risk undermining the prospects of a sector that's central to the diversification of our economy.
Ms. Westacott also says there's no compelling case for a specific agriculture commissioner within the competition watchdog, the ACCC.